one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back, folks, to KKNT 960 AM, The Patriot, the Minuteman Radio Show. And to talk some more about immigration-related bills, the second immigration-related bill to pass the House last week was H.R. 6095, the Immigration Law Enforcement Act of 2006. This legislation passed by a vote of 277 to 140. Now, H.R. 6095 reaffirms the inherent authority of state and local law enforcement to voluntarily investigate, identify, apprehend, arrest, detain, and transfer to federal custody.
Wait. You're saying, okay, here's a bill. The key word there, reaffirms?
Yes.
So the House passes a bill to reaffirm a bill that they've already passed.
Exactly.
Saying that local law enforcement has the authority to voluntarily enforce immigration laws.
Yes.
You got that, folks? The House passes a bill, wastes time, spends their money to reaffirm a bill that they've already passed, saying, we really mean this. I mean it. You guys need to enforce immigration laws. Hear that, Janet Napolitano? Hear that, Mayor Gordon? It's okay for local law enforcement to do this. The federal government gives you permission. In fact, they've reaffirmed their permission for this.
That's right. And the bill also increases the number of attorneys hired to help prosecute alien smuggling cases and streamlines litigation procedures that have thwarted DHS ability to enforce immigration laws.
Well, that's true. I mean, the whole system is so backed up. And, we do need to streamline the system. I mean, some of these cases sit around for 6 months, a year. And guess what? That person who's in this country illegally, of course, is released back into society, has to report in, and how many of them ever show up again?
They disappear,
they get a new ID, they get a new driver's license, they get a new social security number, and they disappear only to commit more crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, to reaffirm, and here's another one. This is another one. It's astounding that the House Majority Leader, Mr. Bonner, House Majority Leader John Bonner, a Republican out of Ohio, praised this week the House passage of a Federal Election Integrity Act. Now, that's, I guess we could just call that a federal Prop 200 that we passed as voters here, we the people in Arizona. A Federal Election Integrity Act that was introduced by Representative Henry Hyde, one of the few decent politicians in Illinois, my home state, which is I'm just disgusted with. But it requires the use of a photo ID to vote, which preserves the integrity of federal elections and prevents voter fraud. One of the main reasons why every organization, every administration of the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, governors have all said, please don't give driver's licenses to illegal aliens, because they use that then to vote, and that's where the voter fraud is coming in. But again, we've got the House, our elected officials in Washington, D.C., who say, you know what? We really want to make sure that you're a citizen before you vote. So we're going to pass this and say, you must have a photo ID. We've seen the success of that here in Arizona. Prop 200 has caused
yes.
no problems at the polls. People have not been disenfranchised.
Right.
And look, you show up, you have the proper documents, and you can vote.
Yes.
I shared that, and they're so careful about it, and this was great. I know I was very inconvenienced when I was asked to go back and provide a second form
yes.
of ID
yes.
when I showed up, and my driver's license had a different address than was on the voter rolls.
Yes.
And, I was really put out that it took me 30 seconds to walk to my car and get my vehicle registration, which had the correct address on it, which allowed me to vote. I appreciate that. And
yes.
that is no inconvenience to me. And, of course, now the House has passed that again. And, a quote, Representative Hyde here, a large majority of Americans support using a photo ID at the polls because it's common sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a common sense idea whose time has come. This important safeguard will give the American people confidence that the fundamental integrity of their votes is being protected. Yes, and our votes do need to be protected.
Yes.
This bill also takes important steps to ensure that individuals who cannot afford to pay states are provided the necessary photo ID free of charge. There we go. Social welfare at work again. We don't want you to be disenfranchised. If you can't afford to pay the fee, well, the taxpayers will pick it up for you, because we don't want an American citizen being disenfranchised or not having their ability to have a voice in our system. So,
and even our people in Tombstone had nothing against it. You know, in Tombstone usually has, there's always something that they have against their different rule, but they were all happy about it when we went to the voting booth. So
yeah, all 500 of them.
Yeah. Right.
But those 500 votes are very important.
Yes,
they are. So, you know, even a recent NBC Wall Street Journal, I mean, of all places, Wall Street Journal and one of the alphabet, you know, lamestream media outlets, had polls that demonstrated that 81% of people surveyed expressed support for requiring a photo ID at the polls. In addition, using a photo ID for voting was a central recommendation of the bipartisan commission headed on federal election reform, headed by former President Jimmy Carter, one of the few things President Carter actually did well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jimmy. We appreciate that. So, you know, it's a bipartisan thing. We, you know, voter fraud, we have no place for voter fraud, and that's
exactly
why passing Prop 200 was so important.
Yes.
In Arizona, and we hope that other states will follow suit. So much to talk about this week. Again, folks, the numbers, call-in numbers here locally in the Phoenix area at KKNT, 602-508-0960. Nationwide, if you're listening over the wide world, the World Wide Web on the Internet, 888-960-9696. Well, this week, last week, U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration again finds another hole in national security, but we see that Senator Feinstein out of California wants to make it illegal to dig tunnels under our borders. Now, that ought to keep us safe, right? Another bill passed to say, no, 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 you can't do this, and we're going to hold you accountable if you do. Of course, we never catch the people that dig these tunnels. But another very sophisticated suspected drug tunnel was unearthed and discovered beneath a private residence, this time in the wonderful community of Calexico, California. And boy, I tell you, friends, I know we scouted that area for some of our Border Watch operations. It's basically comparable to Nuevo Laredo in Texas. Is one of the most vicious, crime-ridden communities along our borders. This tunnel extended nearly 400 feet to a house from Calexico to Mexicali. The tunnel, which ran 20 feet underground, and this story is attributed to the Washington Times, September 19th. The tunnel ran 20 feet underground and was accessible by a ladder. It was equipped with lighting and supported by wooden beams every few feet. According to DEA Special Agent in Charge John Fernandez, he quotes, quoting him, "Today's discovery is yet more evidence of the desperation that drug traffickers are feeling as law enforcement officials continue to impede the flow of drugs into the U.S. That's a good thing. And we're glad that, and we do see that frustration. We are making a dent in certain areas. The tunnel was a focus of an investigation by DEA agents, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the U.S. Border Patrol, and the Calexico Police Department. So, again, another tunnel, another indication. This one, along with this year, since September 11th, along our southern border, authorities have discovered 39 tunnels under the U.S.-Mexico border. The vast majority in and around San Diego and, of all places, Nogales, Arizona. And here we go with us pleading with the Mexican government to please help us with this issue. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators has asked the Mexican government to enact legislation. I'm sure that's going to go a long way in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Let's have them make some laws that they're not going to enforce.
Right.
But they're asking the Mexican government to enact legislation to criminalize the construction or financing of border tunnels between the United States and Mexico. So it's bipartisan, bilateral legislation. Senator Feinstein could go down and work with the Mexican government, and they can come up with some tough laws making it illegal to tunnel under the borders of the United States to bring drugs in, which, by the way, is illegal, and to smuggle human beings into this country, which, by the way, is illegal. So, you know, illegal is illegal, but no one's willing to take the necessary steps to enforce the border, to put the resources that we need, the 30,000 to 40,000 National Guard personnel on the line, watching that border, walking that border, defending the United States of America against the poison of the drugs that come in, stopping the criminals from coming into this country, and enforcing an orderly queue into the country. It's just, gosh, it seems like a no-brainer. Let's hope that, Mr. Munsell can make good on his plan.
Remember last year or in April when in New Mexico we had the striker force there to train to go to Iraq after that? Are they going to be doing that again, or is it still an ongoing thing? Or
well, we hope so. We were quite surprised, and if you did not know, we have had the U.S. military on our borders. We were quite pleased to see a year ago, October, I guess about 100 members of a striker force with heavily armed striker vehicles lined along the border in New Mexico. And boy, was it a sight for sore eyes.
Yes, it was.
It made us so proud when we saw them and we interacted with them, and they were so appreciative of our help, and they were so shocked. Many of these men who were ready and training to go to Iraq in the name of fighting terrorism were shocked to find out, as they went out there with their high-tech equipment, watching people coming across the border every night after night. And, of course, an amazing thing happened during that 30 days that they were there. Border Patrol reported about a 95% decrease in border crossings once the drug dealers and the human smuggling operations discovered that, wow, lo and behold, here's heavily armed U.S. military along the border. It proves that it's effective. No one was shot. No one's civil rights were violated. They saw that this was not, obviously, not a place where they wanted to come across the border.
Right.
And granted, they moved to a new area. That's why we need them along the entire southern border. Stop this. Smash these drug cartels. Smash these human smuggling operations. Bring it into the slave trade. Bring it into the misery of people dying in the desert. It's a win-win situation. It's good for American citizens. It's good for the citizens of Mexico. We'll be right back on 960 AM KKNT right after this message.